News Talk 1620, WTAW, visiting with College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger. May is underway, and that means a recognition of a program that's going out by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children.
Wanted to take a little bit of time and talk to everyone about the Take 25 campaign. And what that is it was created in honor of National Missing Children's Day, which is observed every year on May 25th. And basically what it is, it's a program through the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and it encourages families, school personnel, law enforcement, trust adults to pledge to take 25 minutes to talk to children about safety at some point in time. It's talking to our children about safety is very important, and once you have that conversation, it's just as important to keep that dialogue going, keep it ongoing. Studies from the FBI indicate that there were over 500,000 reports of missing children younger than 18 last year. So it is a very real issue, and we need to continually talk to our kids about it. Good news is most of those children were recovered very quickly. Additionally, some of the things that the center was able to find out is they did an analysis of over 9,000 attempted abductions. What they were able to find out is that over half the time, the children were able to escape by walking or running away. Another third of those instances, the children took action on their own to escape, such as yelling, kicking, pulling away, something of that nature. So it's always good to talk to our kids about these types of things. And it's not an we don't want to get out there and, you know, scare our kids or anything, but it's our responsibility, you know, to talk to them realistically. And it's simple things that you can do. Such as teaching your children their full name and address and home telephone number so that if they get separated, they can give that information to a police officer or a trusted adult and help them get back home. Teach children how and when to call 911 and make sure that they have a trusted adult that they can call if they're ever scared or in an emergency. Teaching them to keep the doors locked and not open the doors to talk to anyone if they're at home alone. So it's little things like that, but it's very important to start that dialogue and to keep it going with them on age-appropriate level. And that's what we're hoping to do over the next several weeks is talk about some specific age-appropriate techniques and some tips for dealing with kids as they continue to grow the way to deal with them changes as well. We also want to give all of our citizens, you know, access to resources. www.take25.org is just filled with all kinds of information and resources for parents, such as activity sheets for younger kids, a child ID kit that they can download, discussion guides for kids of various ages, and then some safety tips and activities. So we really want to encourage parents to look into this and to consider it, and to take that step and talk to their kids.
And again, the website's take25.org. Thanks again to Lieutenant Chuck Flieger, the College Station Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.